Writers are usually nervous about labels like Asian, immigrant, or gay. But novelist Manil Suri actually likes to bring up that gay stuff during interviews.
If they don't ask me, I bring it up. I was at a reading in Delhi at SAP Labs, and the person there, you know, kept saying, well, we don't discuss these kinds of things in India, you know. So I told him, say it, homosexuality. So he had to actually say it.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Manil Suri has written two acclaimed novels, but his latest, The City of Devi, is in a sense his coming out novel. One of its main characters is a gay man searching for his lover in a bombed-out Bombay, while a young woman searches for her scientist husband who's missing. Hindu-Muslim riots are everywhere, nuclear disaster looms, politicians use social media to stoke communal hatred, and a Bollywood blockbuster, Super Devi, about a crime-fighting Wonder Woman goddess, is whipping everyone into a frenzy.
I mean, the book touches on three things: religion, sex, and politics.
All incendiary stuff, but Manil wondered most about the reaction in India to the sex, especially the gay sex. The audience at his book launch in Kolkata got a taste of it.
He insisted we strip down to our underwear like sumo wrestlers. His sweat marked my body, smelling of whatever spice lingered most dominantly from lunch.
But he says the reaction has been, well, no reaction.
I think I've been surprised by how blasé everyone seems to be. I don't know if it's an act, if inside they're really seething and saying, my God, I can't believe it. Maybe everyone in the country has become a great poker player. But they're like, you know, puffing on a cigarette or something. Okay, tell us something that'll really shock us.
It's not the same India he grew up in.
Well, it was very lonely because when I was growing up, I don't think the word was even mentioned. I think the whole childhood and so on up to through my teen years, I think there was one article in some women's magazine about, you know, homosexuals in Bombay. And that was it. I had no idea. I didn't know anyone who was gay, and I didn't, certainly didn't meet anyone and didn't really have any experience until I really went to the U.S. So I think that was, in a way, it wasn't so bad because it's not like the straight people were having lots of sex or anything. You know, I mean, India was not exactly the rocking place that people make it out to be now. So in that sense, it was okay. But it was, you know, I think gay people in particular have to go through a lot of loneliness. And if I look back to my journals that I wrote from that time, I was close to suicidal.
That's very different from his character, Jazz, a wisecracking extrovert who has sex all over Bombay, in parks, on beaches, and in the back of movie theaters.
He's someone who just lives for sex, and the growth that one sees in his character is that he really finds love, and it surprises him, and he doesn't even know what it is.
Manil isn't afraid that Jazz will now pigeonhole him as a gay writer.
I don't think that pigeonholing is still there. I think it's just because it's become so mainstream. You know, if people are getting married now, then okay, it's just part of society.
Even in India, gay characters are popping up in films. There are gay businesses, a publishing house called Queer Inc. Meanwhile, it's his university in the U.S. that's a little more nervous.
I've already had a worried email from the person who's organizing my reading at my university. And he was kind of more or less telling me not to read anything too racy.
A gay Indian writer is one thing. A gay mathematics professor is quite another equation. Especially because once at a literary conference in Brooklyn, Manil decided to do a cabaret dance like Helen, the legendary Bollywood vamp, in a gold micro skirt and matching top.
So I decided I'm going to actually do a Helen Bollywood dance, a striptease, and I picked Pia Tu Aptu Aja from Caravan. So I actually came to India right before, and so I remember going with my cousin to Colaba in Bombay and, you know, trying out bikinis and bras and everything.
That video is on YouTube, and there's a comment on it that goes, "This guy was my calculus teacher. Wow." And now he can be Super Devi.
That's quite an idea. That would be quite a costume, though. So that's a certainly very attractive idea.
You can catch Manil Suri in the Bay Area this week. at Book Passage in Corte Madera on February 28th, Mrs. Dalloway's in Berkeley on 1st March, and on 2nd March at Copperfield Books in Petaluma. And in Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.